Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen, and you're listening to This Week in Texas. Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Monday, April 12th. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 2 p.m. today. They're scheduled to take up and consider 20 bills. The most notable of these bills is that of House Bill 402 by Representative Ana Hernandez, a Democrat from Houston, which takes funds collected from criminal asset forfeiture and applies them to services for victims of human trafficking. Another bill, House Bill 2536 by Representative Matt Krause, a Republican from Hazlitt, would prohibit a court from ordering the Department of Family and Protective Services to take a child based on their parents' seeking an opinion from more than one medical provider or transferring to a new medical provider altogether. This bill is one of several bills related to reforming how the Department of Family and Protective Services, or more specifically, Child and Protective Services, addresses the removal of children, as well as defining more specifically what neglect actually is. This bill specifically works to protect families of medically fragile children who take additional precautions. Several House committees are meeting today discussing key bills. The Ways and Means Committee will consider House Bill 59 by Representative Andrew Murr, a Republican from Junction, which would work to eliminate school maintenance and operation taxes and create a joint interim committee focused on their elimination as a part of the property tax system. He filed a similar bill in 2019, which passed the House with the support of 95 votes, but ultimately died in the Senate where it never received a hearing. The House Appropriations Committee will be considering the overall state budget document in Senate Bill 1. This passed the Senate unanimously last week and is the only constitutionally bound item that the legislature must consider and have balanced every legislative cycle. Expect that this bill will pass out of committee and be considered by the overall House of Representatives soon. The House Culture, Recreation, and Tourism Committee will be hearing House Bill 3584 by Representative Andrew Murr this afternoon. This bill is one of several Republican Party of Texas priorities related to monument protection, and it ensures that property under the jurisdiction of the Texas Historical Commission can only be changed or altered by the commission itself and no other entity. The committee will also be hearing House Concurrent Resolution 62 by Representative Todd Hunter, a Republican from Corpus Christi. This bill would designate the second Monday of October, which also happens to be Columbus Day, as Indigenous Peoples Day for a 10-year period. The overall Senate will also be convening at 2 p.m. today, and they've had several bills on their intent calendar which are possible to be brought up and considered. The most important of these are some bills related to emergency powers reform. This is a de facto Republican Party of Texas priority of sorts, added by Chairman Alan West after the state convention in late 2020. Senator Brian Birdwell, a Republican from Granbury, is the author of Senate Bill 1025 and Senate Joint Resolution 45, which both work to curb interpreted authorities of both the governor and local government in times of declared emergencies or disasters. Specifically, Senate Bill 1025 would clarify that only the legislature may suspend any provision of the penal, criminal procedure, or election codes during any disaster declaration. It also clarifies that only the legislature can restrict or impair the occupancy of a business or house of worship and restricts the governor's ability to suspend or limit the sale and transportation of alcohol or firearms. Senate Joint Resolution 45 requires that the governor call a special session of the legislature if he desires to extend a disaster declaration longer than 30 days under certain conditions. Importantly, SJR 45 also grants any sitting legislator legal standing to challenge the executive branch in the Supreme Court of Texas if the governor fails to convene the legislature after a qualifying disaster emergency declaration. Both of these bills passed unanimously out of the Senate State Affairs Committee. Several of the remaining priorities of Lieutenant Governor Patrick's are also up on the intent calendar to include Senate Bill 14, or the Business Freedom and Uniformity Act, Senate Bill 23, which would stop the defunding of local police, also a priority of Governor Abbott's, Senate Bill 29, which is the Fair Sports for Women and Girls Act, which would require UIL athletes to compete in sports associated with their biological sex as determined on their birth certificate. Several Senate committees are at work today. The Senate Committee on State Affairs is meeting and taking up several bills, to include one related to preventing the use of puberty blockers or performing gender transition surgeries on minors. Senate Bill 1646 by Senator Charles Perry, a Republican from Lubbock, is the author. This is a Republican Party of Texas legislative priority and related to the Jeff Younger case. You can find out more about that issue on our website, texasscorecard.com. Later this afternoon, the Senate Committee on Local Government will be hearing Senate Bill 987 by Senator Don Buckingham, a Republican from Lakeway, which would prohibit camping in public areas. This is, of course, related to a growing phenomenon seen in several large urban areas in Texas, most notably in Austin, with growing tent cities. As of today, there are just 49 days left in the 140-day legislative session. Here shortly, the House of Representatives will be coming up on several self-imposed deadlines prohibiting the consideration of certain types of bills. You can read more about that on our website. Expect that starting this week, you'll see the remaining priorities of the governor, lieutenant governor, and speaker of the House start to get additional traction. That's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for another update. Make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. And if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, at @opinionatedk. Take care. That's it for this week's update. Thank you for joining us. If you like today's show, please consider taking a minute to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform and leave a review. You can also go to texasscorecard.com to find more shows and content to help be an informed citizen. Until next time, and in liberty, God bless Texas.